Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Danny Thompson. He's the Executive Secretary and Treasurer of the AFL-CIO of Nevada. Plus on the Power Pundit panel, Susan Fisher, Bob Kroll, and Alfredo Alonso. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The resort at Red Hawk. The Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cure. And the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. Economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Retailers, businesses where all of us shop. Good for you and good for Nevada. We're the Retail Association of Nevada, working to strengthen the business environment for Nevada retailers. And that's good for you. Retailers create nearly 500,000 jobs for Nevadans, generated over $2 billion just in sales tax revenues in 1 year, provided nearly $700 million to help our schools, and built a $20 billion positive impact on our state's economy. Retail works for Nevada and works for you.
Thanks for your help, Don.
Sure, Mike. How's your construction business going?
It's really growing. How's your business going?
Well, ever since I opened the restaurant, I've been having trouble with my workers' comp program. Who handles your workers' comp?
Well, I use Pro Group Management. They really work with me.
Are they expensive?
Well, I've never had an increase in rates.
Whoa.
I'll get you the number. And thanks again, Don. I couldn't have done this without you.
Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
South Reno's hotspot for food, fun, and friends is the Tamarack Junction. Enjoy great food 24 hours a day in the dining car restaurant. For a quick bite and the best sandwiches in town, it's the Whistle Stop Deli. And for the best appetizers and menu selections and a large variety of cocktails, beer, and martinis, it's Sully Sports Bar and Grill. The Tamarack Junction is your junction for fun, just north of the Summit Sierra on South Virginia.
It's Tamarack Junction, your junction for fun.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis & Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Danny Thompson. He's the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the AFL-CIO of Nevada. Pleasure to have you back on the program, sir.
Glad to be here.
Last time you were on the program a few months ago, you were talking about the unemployment rates in the trades, and you were talking that some trades were as high as 80%. What is the current situation north and south as far as unemployment goes within your industries?
In those industries, it hasn't gotten any better. You know, it's reflective of the fact that construction has stopped. You know, the housing foreclosure mess is part of the problem. But, you know, we've overbuilt in all of the categories, you know, light commercial, commercial, and home building is virtually stopped. And so not much improvement.
With the Recovery Act funds, have that helped at all?
That's the only work that's going on right now of any significance.
Some buildings are being finished, but they won't come into play. Does that give enough business for people to get back to work? Or are you actually looking at a situation where we're going to lose population because there will be no work in the foreseeable future?
You know, all of the people, we call them boomers. For instance, City Center, huge project, had a number of boomers on it. They're all gone. They've left a long time ago. People that are dependent on, you know, trades, building trades type work, many of them are working out of state right now. Now, whether or not they come back is, you know, dependent on our economy.
A lot of the construction companies are doing exactly that. They're bidding out of state because they just can't get the amount of work. Q&D, Norm DeAnda, told me that he's doing 25% of the business he was doing a couple of years ago, and they're bidding on jobs, you know, well outside the state's borders.
Right. And, you know, one of the problems in Nevada is just that. You know, we've got these laws on the books that don't do enough to protect guys like Norm Dienda, who hire local people, who is a local company. You know, I think we should strengthen those bidder preference laws for local contractors. And I think we've got to look at the low bid law in this state that, in effect, allows people to come here knowing they're going to cheat on prevailing wage laws and bid against a guy like Q&D and outbid them. And, you know, that's a bad thing for the economy of Nevada, because from Friday afternoon, when those workers from another state leave with their paycheck, there goes our tax dollars.
What do you think the chances of getting something like that through the legislature next session?
I think the legislature is going to look at those things more seriously than they have in the past. Now, albeit, you know, this is a reapportionment year. My experience is that in reapportionment years, especially given the budget deficit, there's not going to be a whole lot done other than that, you know. But I know that they want to focus on jobs, and that's one way that they can certainly do that, is to look at those laws and strengthen help for local contractors.
You were quoted in the Las Vegas Sun this weekend talking about Brian Sandoval and his no new taxes pledge. What do you think about that?
I got to tell you, here's a statistic for you. If you laid off all the state employees today, got rid of all of them, forget about cutting their salary or trimming back on their retirement, lay them all off, you still don't have the money in the second year of the budget to pay for education. We have significant problems. If you want to diversify the economy, every study that I've ever seen, I've been doing this 30 years, says you have to have a great educational system. We have a lousy one, and it's reflective of the fact that we are the lowest per pupil spending in America. So to say that you're not even going to consider that, I think, is short-sighted. Now, having said that, you know, ultimately you and I know that the legislature are the ones who make those decisions, and the governor then is given the opportunity to either say yes or no. So I think that's going to be the center of the debate at the legislature.
And by the way, my conservative friends would say that we're probably more in the middle of the pack as far as education funding because of the way that we actually put that together. But that's a fight for the teachers union, not for
Well, you. I will tell you, though, I think one of the biggest threats to the state of Nevada right now is a lawsuit that if someone, a citizen, wanted to challenge whether or not we're meeting our constitutional obligation to provide an adequate education for our children, I think we would lose that lawsuit.
Jim Gibbons' staff is going to write the budget, and Andrew Klinger is going to be staying on under the Sandoval campaign. Do you think that you know, it's going to be a similar situation to 4 years ago, where basically the budget arrives and it's dead on arrival and the legislature just rewrites it from day one?
I think the legislature always rewrites the budget. That's what they do. So I think that it will be rewritten. Now, how much they tinker with that will be dependent on, you know, what's sent from the governor's office.
All right, let's take a break. More with Danny Thompson when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Attention diabetics, if you've taken the diabetes drug Avandia, listen carefully.
If a member of your family has suffered a heart attack, stroke, or even died while taking Avandia, call the attorney Greg Jones right now.
If you or a loved one have taken this drug and were injured, you may be entitled to financial compensation.
For a free legal consultation, call 800-595-6139.
You don't owe us anything unless we're successful.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, this may be the most important phone call you'll ever make.
I owed $50,000 in taxes, but listen.
Your tax problem is settled. You only owe $8,400.
What a great message.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, then you owe it to yourself to call this number. Let our experts help guide you through the process of negotiating a tax settlement. Call this number or go to tax10000.com.
Urgent means. If you have good credit now and a good credit history, you can qualify for a low fixed rate 30-year refinance loan from Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They turned my good credit into a great rate. Thank you, Mortgage in 15 minutes.
They came through, like they said, in less than 15 minutes.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
Call us now for your low fixed rate loan.
Call 1-800-604-1585.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review Journal. Get inside.
This segment is sponsored by the law firm of Lewis and Rocha, providing local and regional clients in-depth legal resources in today's challenging business climate. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Danny Thompson. He's the Executive Secretary-Treasurer of the AFL-CIO of Nevada. Let's talk about the elections.
Okay.
Let's start out with the Latin vote. 15%, that is a significant number, would you not say?
Absolutely. And it's a number that has grown over the years, and I think will continue to trend that way. And it's not just it's 15% in Clark County or Washoe County. It's 15% in the rural counties as well. In some cases, higher. In the rural counties.
But did we see really that make a difference in the election in the rural counties? Wasn't it more in Washoe and Clark?
Absolutely. You know, the population centers ultimately make the decision, but I think it was a significant factor in the election.
What do you think about the whole idea of immigration? You know, you saw a lot of people, including the governor-elect, you know, agreeing with the Arizona law on immigration, but it appears that it's hurting Republicans now when you see that, you know, the race was decided, in fact, by the Hispanic vote.
Immigration is not black and white. This issue is one has all sorts of complexities. I've been involved with two cases of people that I know that were being deported. I didn't even know they were undocumented, who were brought to America when they were 6 years old to California to pick fruit, ended up in Las Vegas, worked and found themselves and never broke any laws, and found themselves being deported with their children, who are American citizens, and the children are deported as well because they're not 18 yet. There are so many people who have been brought to this country as children who have lived there their entire lives, who've paid taxes, who have, you know, lived by the rules, and, you know, so much time has passed that they're in violation of the law. So that issue is not as easy as, you know, some of the people try to make it to be. It's very complex, and there needs to be a solution. And I think that you know, Senator Reid's position on that certainly, I think, helped him. Because it's not just as easy as we're going to deport everyone.
Right, but you're not going to see the DREAM Act passed before the end of this lame duck session.
No.
All right, let's talk about public employees. You know, the big discussion in conservative circles certainly is that the benefits are unsustainable. What's your thoughts on this, and what should be the resolution?
Well, the resolution isn't to get rid of collective bargaining. Collective bargaining doesn't cause this problem. Our budget caused this problem, and the lack of diversity in our economy caused this problem, and the lack of diversity in the tax base caused this problem. You know, I've heard people say, well, you know, in fact, Senator McGinnis has said he's going after PERS to replace PERS with a 401k. That will actually cost the state more money to pay for that, because what people don't understand is public employees don't get Social Security. Therefore, the state does not pay Social Security. I've got a study that shows if you convert them to the kind of program he's talking about, it will cost the state 0.3% more, because right now people in those systems pay half of the cost and the state pays half of the cost. And they don't pay Social Security taxes. I'm an employer. I pay Social Security taxes on my employees, and it's taken out of their check. It's not out of whack. And the whole idea that this the unfunded mandate, that's something that's bandied around like it's something horrible. It's a long-term commitment. Now, the number they use is if you paid everybody off today. Well, that's never going to happen. That's just like you go buy a house. You make monthly payments. You don't, you know, if you had to pay your house off today, it's an unfunded liability, certainly. The correct term would be an unfunded liability, but it's not going to be due today. It's just not real. It won't solve our budgetary problems, and what I see this argument being used as a distraction, a diversion from the real problem, that is, you have a budget that you don't make enough money to pay your bills. Now, we've already cut, you know, the past three sessions to the bone, to the point that the legislature actually took money from local government. You know, they took the sewer fund from Clark County under the thinking that, you know, you're a political subdivision of the state, therefore your money is my money. And there's a lawsuit over that, and that, you know, they can't do that anymore. What they have to do, from the governor to
well,
all
well, they can
people.
Do that.
In fact, they can do
the
that.
The cities are already spending money. Reno and Sparks are already spending road funds and encumbering them so that the state can't go after them.
Exactly, and they should be doing that. But the point is this: all of these things are diversions from the real problem, and that is that you have a tax system that is broken, that needs to be fixed, that doesn't pay the bills. You have the lowest per pupil spending in America. You have an economy that is a disaster because of that. And, you know, you got to stop doing the politically correct thing and do the right thing. You know, I've been there a long time. The thing that I always have always respected about Bill Raggio is that he cares more about Nevada than he does his own political hide. You've seen this guy time and time again. And, you know, the latest thing now that has put him where he is because he doesn't care about his political hide. He cares more about the state of Nevada.
Okay, but let me ask you this. you know, we saw businesses, you know, 25, 30 years ago, changed from pension plans to 401k plans because the pension plans weren't sustainable. Are the pension plans as they are and the medical benefits sustainable?
Everybody I represent has a defined plan and not a defined contribution. If those same people who were on a defined contribution plan, they would never retire. You saw what the stock market did. It was a disaster. And If you leave it to individuals who, like you and I, who are not professionals at investing their own money, sure, it's going to be your money, but it's going to be your money that you're going to lose. The stock market is the biggest gambling hall in the world. So that's not the answer, because you're going to have all these people that will never retire because they won't be able to.
And that's where we have to leave it. Always a pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you, Sam.
Come back anytime.
Absolutely.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
To get a DVD copy of any Nevada Newsmakers program, call 775-857-2244. The cost is $30, including shipping, handling, and tax.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to MarilynMiner.com.
Social Security disability benefits. For years, you pay into the system, then when you need it most, what do you get? Zero. At David Allen Associates, we know the disability system is grinding to a halt. The ones that lose, people like you. But please don't give up. Those benefits belong to you, and we can help you get them at no cost to you until you get approved. Even though the system is faltering, we know how to make it work for you. I'm David Allen.
Getting the best in local news anytime, anywhere is now as easy as this. The News 4 iPhone app. You can get up to the minute headlines, check the weather, watch featured stories, or even whole newscasts. Just another way News 4 is dedicated to getting you the information you want to know. Just search KRNV in the App Store. Don't have an iPhone? Check out My News 4 mobile.
News 4's Fact Finder team, going the extra step to get the facts.
If the city's broke, why is it giving out money right now?
When accuracy matters, turn to News 4, Nevada's Fact Finders. This segment is brought to you by the Whittemore Peterson Institute, where today's discoveries are tomorrow's cures. This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Bob Kroll is here, the mayor of Carson City, Susan Fisher, principal with Fisher Consulting, and Alfredo Alonso with the law firm of Lewis and Rocha. Welcome to all of you. Wanted to get your comments on what Danny Thompson was saying about public employee benefits.
Well, I thought it was interesting when he said that if you go to a 401k plan, that you would move your state employees into the federal the Social Security system. And that actually could be more costly than what it is now, because there's an employer match on Social Security. I had not heard that before, and I think that we definitely have to do the drill on seeing what that match is. Underneath all that, what I was thinking about is, I don't know if the state of Nevada, because the state opted out of Social Security some years ago, I don't know if they can opt back in. And to really do that, I think there's a legal issue as to whether or not they can do that. So
your thoughts, Susan?
Well, I agree with the mayor. I'm not an expert in that, but I think it is going to take a lot of examination to find out if it is indeed going to cost us more, cost the same, save us money. I really don't know. I think there do need to be some changes perhaps to NRS 288, and I think even some of the employee groups are probably going to be open to it as well, as long as things are a little bit more fair across the bargaining groups. I think we might find some support there.
But is the long-term, Danny was saying that, even though there's a long-term cost, but it's like buying a house, that you don't pay it all off in one shot, you pay it off over time. But is this really sustainable in the long run?
Well, I think the problem that state and local government has is the flexibility part of it. I mean, you don't know as the economy ebbs and flows, when the next economic downturn is going to hit. You have to be able to do, for instance, what Washoe County's done with their collective bargaining units, and that is to be able to work together and to reduce those costs. Not everybody in the state's doing that, and that's unfortunate, and that's why we're here today talking about this, is because the inflexibility of the system. Now, whether Danny's correct or not, I mean, obviously that's something that we ought to be looking at. If he is correct, then obviously that takes us in a different direction to try to save some of those costs. But again, it comes back to flexibility. When someone simply says, no, we won't take a pay cut, but you have other people within the same county or city losing jobs, that to me seems unfair.
Mm-hmm. Let's also talk about something else that I raised with Danny, which is that the cities, at least Reno and Sparks, are encumbering funds so that the state government can't sweep them. I understand why they're doing that, but does that make it right?
That's a really good question, and that's a tough one to answer. Do they need those funds? Absolutely. They need those funds to operate, to do the projects that they need to do, and to keep the cities moving. To sweep them now in fear that the state is going to sweep them out, I think they're going to face some heat over that, if in fact that's the way that it's being done.
Are there any legal issues connected to that?
That's a good question, too. I mean, this is something that's fairly recent that I don't think anyone's really talked about. I didn't know anyone had any money.
So I guess
I'm a little surprised that there is money in any fund.
The Clark County School District's building fund. There's a giant pot of money sitting there that was supposed to be, because of the tremendous growth in Clark County, that is obviously not occurring in the same fashion. Your thoughts as the mayor of Carson City?
Well, let me say this, that Carson City has got the statutorily required ending fund balance, and so I don't think the state can take that money. Absent that, I agree with Alfredo. There's no money that I know of in Carson City that didn't come in and mm-hmm. sweep. On the other side, the issue of tying up funds just to preclude the state from sweeping assets or sweeping funds, I think doesn't make sense. I mean, because it means that you're not making financial decisions based on the need for a project or the lack of need for a project. You're making it based on the need of what you perceive someone else is going to do to you. And that has nothing to do with what the rendition of services is. And so, my sense is, legislature, don't put us in that position, and let's find a way to work together so that we don't have to, play hide the ball on each other. I mean, that doesn't do any of us any good.
Yeah, I agree. I want to change topics on you guys to something that's obviously very much in the news over this weekend, the release of a 250,000 documents by WikiLeaks.
Yeah.
Your thoughts on that? And, there are some in the United States government saying that we should have prosecutions, that this is a detriment to national security. In the broadcasting business, we say an open mic you consider it to be live that's going to be heard by everybody if you're wearing a microphone? Your thoughts?
I think this is a very dangerous situation. I think some of those leaks could potentially harm relationships we have with friendly countries, further disparage relationships we have with countries that we may be on the cusp of a relationship. I think when it comes to national security, I think you have to have an exception there. I think it's a very dangerous and slippery slope.
We have about 10 seconds each.
Well, I just think I agree with if it's on national security, you have to have your people, your decision makers have the ability to speak frankly. And you can't have those decision makers saying, hey, look, what I say today is going to be on the New York Times tomorrow. You've got to have that ability. And that's the dangerous thing to what happened with WikiLeaks here. It's serious stuff. And they got to find a way to squeeze that out, squeeze it down.
I agree completely with both Alfredo and the mayor. This needs to be stopped, and there should be some prosecution here, I think. And I'm all for having open news and letting the news have access, but sometimes they have a little bit too much when our wars are played out in the press every day and announcements where everybody's going to be and what all of our next steps are going to be. That's just wrong.
All right, this topic to be discussed in further detail. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
At Evergreen Carpet Care, when we say we live with your carpets, it means our service continues even after we've left the job. Because to us, people care is every bit as important. So we're constantly striving to offer the best possible customer service in the business.
For example, we do something that no one else does. We'll give you a follow-up call to make sure your job was done perfectly. And I mean perfectly. If not, we'll make it right. We promise.
For the ultimate in carpet cleaning and more, it's forever evergreen.
When it comes to going bald, you now have a choice. Advances in medical science have resulted in the world's first and only permanent solution to hair loss.
It is your real hair. It's your natural hair. You wash it, you cut it, you swim with it.
Bosley is the world's most experienced hair restoration expert, having pioneered many of the major advances in the art and science of hair restoration.
I'm very satisfied, very happy with what I've done. This has got to be one of the best decisions I've made in my life, I'll tell you that.
Bosley Hair Restoration is a relatively simple outpatient procedure. The results look completely natural, and it's affordable on nearly any budget. Call the toll-free number now to receive your free no-obligation information kit that will help you decide if hair restoration at Bosley is right for you. You don't have to accept going bald. Do something about it right now.
Call 1-800-791-1913. That's 1-800-791-1913. Call now.
Click over to MyNews4.com to get the best in today's news and events. Customize your homepage to get only the articles and video that you want to see. Get customized weather forecasts for your neighborhood and check the traffic for your drive to work. Meet the News 4 team, browse for jobs, and watch your favorite NBC shows. Check out the latest sports scores and headlines. Only MyNews4.com brings you all the news that you want to see.
On our next broadcast, Casino owner Mike.